Diary of Layla, June 2022. June 1, Wednesday. When we came back from school, we had a special snack. We have the same snack every Children's Day. Waffles with extra scoops of ice cream and rainbow sprinkles. It's delicious. While we enjoy our waffles, Baba told us about the holy prophets. Saw. Love for children. Baba said that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, would play with his children and his grandchildren. He even let his grandchildren climb on him during prayers. Then, Mama told us about how important children's rights are in Islam. We'd always heard about how important it is to respect our parents, but it was nice to think about our rights too. Baba told us how he and Mama put in hours of research and thought into what they would give me and Sammy, like clothing, education, love, and respect. But he said that the first good thing he and Mama gave us were our names. Mama said they named me Layla because they prayed to Allah to grant them a daughter. In Salatul Layl, the night prayer. I love Children's Day. June 3, Friday. I was so upset when I came home from school today. I didn't win first place at the spelling bee competition again. I threw my bag to the side as I came home, and Mama immediately knew something was wrong. I couldn't hold back my tears and spilled it all out. Mama reminded me there would be another chance next year, but I told her next year is too far away. Then she sat me down and told me a story of when Baba really wanted a job at a big company, miles away from where he lived. He prayed for it day and night, and he worked hard. Right before the final interview, he was sure he would get the job, but he didn't. He was so upset. But his mom reminded him that Allah is the best of planners. That summer, Baba began doing small jobs while applying to other companies. And that's when he met Mama. And after that, everything fell into place. I never knew that story about Baba and Mama. I loved it so much that it made me forget all about my sadness. June 11, Saturday. When I was going out to play with my friends, I heard a lot of commotion in the park. I tried to wheel my bike around to get a closer look, but there were so many kids and so much shouting. At first, I thought the kids were fighting over a toy. But then, I figured out that one of the girls in our neighborhood, Kelly, had fallen over. Another kid, Alan, seemed to have gotten hurt too. But instead of anyone getting up or helping anyone, all the kids were taking sides over whose fault it was that Kelly and Alan had run into each other. I parked my bike to the side and got through the crowd until I was close enough to talk to Kelly. It seemed like it was all a mistake and they just bumped into each other. She looked like she was in pain, but wasn't seriously hurt. I offered her some water and told her everything would be okay. Her face brightened and it looked like she was starting to feel better. Then I turned to Alan. I asked if he was okay. He smiled and said I was the first one to ask him. When I told him that the bump was a mistake and that Kelly was hurt too, he held out a hand and helped her up. Soon, everyone was back to playing. Just a few kind words made everyone feel better.